any update on where Sam is?
I had a chance to visit with Sam. He's going through the process. He's he's making some improvement, so it's going to be he will not be available this week. Yep, so far so good. I thought everybody practiced yesterday. We had a good practice. This is the most important practice today. Padded work. Hopefully we can get outside with the weather. But, yeah, so far everybody looks good, and the bye week was helpful.
Can't you go harder the week after a bye in practice?
Say it again. Tom, we go hard every week.
Harder.
Hardest.
Do you work longer?
Well, actually, the Monday, that first practice come off a bye is actually a little bit of a higher risk for your football team. That's what studies have shown us over the years. So that's why we were on the field for an hour and 11 minutes. So our practice yesterday was a tad shorter than normal, but today's is a full practice. But we have moved some things around. That's what all the information and the data is for. But this will be a full padded practice today, hardest as we can possibly go.
Like, what have you seen from their edge rush, especially with Vernon now on board?
Clearly one of the strengths of their defense. I like both players. So it's definitely a focus of ours. And I think really if you just watch the first four games, it's been a focus of every one of their opponents. So, both players are excellent players.
You don't have many stacks, but is that just a matter of a lot of mass protect stuff or do you like getting the ball out quicker?
Well, I think a lot of it's just the focus that they get. Everybody that I've seen on film is very cognizant of their ability. So, but they're both exceptional playmakers.
Do you have to make an effort to get Gabe starts more involved?
Well, I think the biggest thing about offense, and I've said this over the bye week, you can go through our perimeter players that may not have the opportunities that they would like. It's like anything. It starts with the total plays on offense. We do not have enough trips to the plate. So if you look at all the factors that are involved in that, so that's really our focus. And we need to have the ball more. Time of possession needs to go up. Field position needs to be better. And that's really a reflection of things we can improve on in all three areas: offense, defense, and special teams.
I guess I just learned from your perspective. He's averaging less than a yard a carry, just to get him, just try to get him going and get him.
Once again, it's really the same answer I just gave you. It's about opportunities. A successful run game starts with attempts, and I've never been around a run game that's extremely successful if you don't get the runner and more importantly the run blocking unit opportunities. So you don't just go out and run the ball, at 6, 7, 8 yards a crack, doing it once in a while. So your run game needs attempts. Well, I think just clearly in his flexibility to play all the different positions, and you got to take it even further, special teams. So he's ability to play throughout the four core and even the six core on those units. But it's his flexibility. So very sharp, very detailed. He's athletic, and his versatility is obviously a big part of his value for our football team.